Welcome to the Family Rules Podcast, where we discuss family, relationships, marriage, parenting, and everything we've learned along the way.
And how to get through it all.
It's me, TJ Jackson, and with me is my wife, Frances Jackson.
Hello, all.
And we are going to give you some key strategies, tips, and rules on how to strengthen your family and help you and your family live your best lives. So, on today's podcast, what are we talking about, Frances?
We are talking about the importance of three valuable things to...
That was a pop quiz, and if that was a pop quiz, you would not
Failed.
Have passed it. You would have passed, but it would have been like a C.
Really?
It's as simple as this. We're going to talk about what really matters. It's that simple. What really matters. So we were going between three and five things that matters, and we decided to just go with a solid three. So on today's show, we're going to talk to you all about three things that we feel are huge and what should be everyone's focus in life. Now, we were going back and forth. Should it have more of a family twist, or should it just be more about personal? And you suggested that it be personal.
Yes.
Why did you suggest?
Well, because you need to work on your inner self first. And then all those other areas, it just benefits you being a wife, a spouse, a mother, a friend, a daughter, a son. You know, you have to work on yourself.
If you strengthen yourself, then you can be the best partner, father, etc. that you could be.
Yes.
So
it starts with oneself.
Okay. So with that said, I think we need to get right into it. There are three things that we feel really matter. And are we going to do these in order of importance, or do we just say them?
Well, I think we just say them because, you know, one may be more important to someone else.
Okay. Number one is health.
Health.
Health. And not just physical health, but mental health, which is often overlooked, but also spiritual health.
Yes.
I think those three, physical, mental, and spiritual health, should be focused on by everyone all the time.
I personally believe out of those three, mental health is the most important because that is how you're going to form yourself and your how you believe.
Okay. Okay. I think they all three play a huge role, and I think they all connect. I really do.
They do. But if you think about it, a lot of times as we get older, you know, your memory or your mental state is the last thing to go.
That is true. That is true. You know, I think physical health is something that we as a society focus on already. You know, we have gym ads. We even have social media that
promote. We've gotten so much better with it. And we really have.
You know, yeah, but I'm just saying that it's easy to quantify, in a way, physical health. You know, whether you can run a certain distance or you can do a certain amount of push-ups, it's easy to measure, and you kind of know when you're ignoring it or not. If you haven't been doing anything, you've probably been ignoring your physical health. And that is obviously not a good thing.
No.
Because as we get older, it becomes important to give your body and its organs the best chance to survival and to be productive. Why are you smiling at me, Frances?
It was just cute. Funny.
Really?
Your body and your organs. Amen.
Okay. I didn't know that would... She like scrunched her face up and smiled. But physical health, we all know about. The one that seems to be getting more and more attention is mental health.
Absolutely. As it should.
As it should. And, you know, it's so interesting because during this pandemic, yes, we're in the COVID-19 pandemic, it seems like our mental health is being put to the test.
Many people.
We are getting tested, people, because, you know, it's almost been, we're almost approaching a year of being stuck at home, of being in quarantine, and it's trying for all of us. We don't feel we are able to do what we would like to do, and it's been a difficult year simply off of that. We have friends and family members that have gotten sick. Some have lost their lives, and we've been challenged. Yes. And we've been going through all these difficult things without the ability to socialize properly, which is one of the things that help us get through these things. So our mental health is something that we've been, you know, ignoring as a society. But then to add this pandemic, it's really been something that, you know, we have to focus on.
Yeah, I've been reading lately about how important it is to have a morning routine. Just wake up, have something for yourself that, whether it's meditation, going on a morning walk, reading a book, it's so important because right now we all could use some clarity as well.
I think those three things, going on a walk, meditating, and reading, are three simple things you can do to really help your mental health. And it could be anything. It could be walking whatever distance. It could be reading fiction, nonfiction. And just the practice of spending time to let your mind calm down and just recover from everything, it's all these things that are happening, is something that if you can get into that daily routine, you're going to see benefits. Unfortunately, we don't know what the future holds. We don't know how long and lasting this COVID virus is, mm-hmm. especially for those who have contracted it. And that's going to be a challenge.
I think it's also hard because we're in this situation where we have to, you know, be at home and practice social distance. It's, you know, we're used to having something like every 3 months to look forward to. And because we can't travel, it's been really difficult. And it's like, okay, let's just put something down to where we can do this in 2 months, whether it's a date night or something with the kids. It's important to have that to look forward to.
For sure. And for those of you who have contracted COVID and haven't fully recovered, our heart and love is being sent to you in such a huge way. I think about you every day. And the one thing I would like to say is don't give up. Don't get too discouraged. Stay strong. You know, time is a great healer, as is medicine. And we have to hold on to the belief that we are going to get better and that we will get to where we want to be. So I want to make sure you know that I truly believe that. And yes. I want you to know that we are with you.
Sending you lots of love and light.
Let's go on to spiritual health. This is one that I think many in the world practice and take care of, but there's also many that don't. And, you know, I don't like to project spiritual or religion on people, but I do think it's important to tell people that there's a huge benefit in connecting and being mindful of your health when it comes to spirituality.
This is very true.
I will say this, when I lost my mother and my uncle, it was my connection to spiritual health side that helped me get through it or helped me deal with it. I don't want people to think that because everything's going well in life, you can just ignore it. That's not the way to go.
It's very true.
You have to make sure it's part of your life. Even if you don't believe in this or don't believe in that, really make sure you're contributing on a spiritual level to your health. Anything else you want to add?
I 100% agree with that.
I think it's important to say.
But you need to believe in something for yourself. Something, some kind of spiritual power.
And again, I don't like discussing this because I don't want to put on my thoughts on others, but I do believe in God. And I just think it's very healthy to believe in something.
Absolutely.
The next, three things that really matter. Number two, memories. Making memories. I think there's a point, I don't think we're there yet, but I think there's a point where our memories are going to be the most important thing we have.
Well, memories define who you are.
What
they
do you
really
mean by
do.
That?
So it starts at a young age, you know. You can equate, you know, your first special kiss. It's like, it's almost...
You remember your first special kiss?
Yeah, it wasn't so special. But
when was your first special kiss?
I would have... Oh, first special? Probably you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It meant the most for sure.
You know what I've noticed?
It was about pretty awesome.
And I can't hear, but whenever you laugh or talk about something, you always lean in closer for some reason. Like,
really?
It's very interesting.
I'm getting ready.
We can hear everything you're saying, whether you lean in or not.
Okay. Well, you're constantly, we can't hear you. Lean into the mic. But, I feel like I'm Taj.
Okay. But yes, making memories. And the reason why I think this is important to say, this is one I snuck onto the list, because when you get older and you are going through, whether it's a health situation or whatever it is, it's memories that help you get through.
Absolutely.
It's memories with your loved ones. It's memories that of things you've done. It's not going to be materialistic things. It's not going to be, you're not going to care about how much you have in life or what you do or don't have. You're going to care about the memories you've made in life. And that is something that I think we can do our elder selves a great service by really focusing on creating the best memories possible. And that doesn't need to, it doesn't need to depend on financial stuff. It could be simple as going on walks or playing at the beach or playing at the park.
Or game nights with your family. These are all things that you're going to remember, or your children are going to remember as they grow older.
Make memories. I think it's the healthy, simple way to make family life productive and provide yourself meaning, proper meaning in life. Don't fall victim to needing X to be happy. All you should need is good timing and good moments with your loved ones.
And love, yes.
Which leads us to our very last topic. Francis is doing a dance. I don't know. What is the dance for?
Because it's my favorite topic.
What really matters? Topic number three, or point number three. What really matters, Francis?
Love.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Love. What do you say to those who don't think they have or can't find love?
I believe, and I've always believed this, there's someone out there for every person.
What makes you believe that?
Because I believe in love. Even though, like, my childhood wasn't the greatest and I've been through so much turmoil and bad situations, I still always try to believe in love.
How are you able to believe in love even though you went through so much when you were younger?
Honestly, because before I met you, I was kind of giving up on it. And then I met you and you gave me that purpose again.
That's so sweet.
Honestly, it's the truth.
Aww.
And I was like, there's no way there's someone this loving. And you're the first person. And you and Christina.
Really?
Yeah. My best friend, yeah.
So that made you believe in the power of love, and that love actually exists and love can actually give you life.
Absolutely.
So your suggestion to those who may be feeling distraught, who may be feeling down, who may feeling like they can't find love is what?
Is to not give up, to really believe. I believe your thoughts they form what's going to happen to you. I believe that if you're telling yourself, I'm never going to find love, then that's probably what's going to happen. But if you leave yourself open and say, I deserve love and I want love, it's going to come. The law of attraction, right?
Yes. I wholeheartedly agree with that. And I think this is an important point that I'm going to specify off of that point you just made. For those of you who have been in a rut, who have had a bad breakup, who are in a place, a mental place where they just don't believe love exists, you have to change your mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not going to attract, it's just going to be a lot harder to attract that love you need.
You're not going to let them in.
You're not going to let them in. And that's one thing I will give you a lot of credit for, because when we met, you were going through a difficult time in your first marriage,
mm-hmm.
but I would have never have really sensed that. I didn't get that from you. I got just an awesome journey and an awesome new world opened up to me that was fun, that was loving, and I never felt that turmoil. And I credit you, because if you were bitter or angry, or, you know, And you were a little protective.
Absolutely.
You were protective, but at the same time, you weren't afraid to laugh and smile and have a good time.
No.
And I think it's important for anyone out there who's struggling in a difficult moment to realize you can find love again. You have to believe in it. You have to be open to it.
Yes.
And you have to, just take your past experiences and grow from it.
And you know what? There is a chance you may get hurt, but that's a chance that you should be willing to take. I used to think that, like, you know, it's a possibility. He's a musician, he's an artist, and can I really trust him? And I had to say, you know what? I want to go on this journey. And if this happens and I end up getting my heart broken, it's just part of my journey.
Yeah, a lot of people don't have that strength. The fear overrides them.
Yeah, I didn't want to have that fear because, I mean, in the beginning, I did feel like this is too good to be true. I didn't feel like that was possible for someone to be so loving and giving and accepting of my kids. As you know, so for me, it was it was a beautiful thing.
Well, there you go. We're going to close the show, this episode. And we talked about three important things that really matter. And first, we talked about health, physical, mental, and spiritual health.
Yeah.
We talked about making memories, and we talked about love. So we like to end the show with a quote. And this quote is from Carl A. Menninger. And he says, love cures people, both the ones who give it and the ones who receive it. And I love that quote because
it's a great one.
Love benefits all, those who give it and receive it. So love each other. Make sure you practice love. And truthfully, that's what really matters. All right, everyone, we are finished with this episode. It's kind of a harsh way to say it, but we are wrapping up this episode. That's better. But remember, if you're liking this podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening. It really helps us. Don't forget to tell a friend. And that's it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us today. And make sure you subscribe or follow us. And finally, remember,
love is the answer.